This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This past January, residents of the town of Carrollton, Ohio, population 3,135, showed up at their local grocery store to find the doors locked and a sign that read simply, "Store closed." It was the only dedicated grocery store in a county of nearly 28,000 people, making Carrollton and its surroundings a food desert, places where big chunks of the population don't have access to a grocery store. Usually, those are poorer, more urban neighborhoods. But according to the Department of Agriculture, about 15% of food deserts in this country aren't in the big cities. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
The former grocery store in Carrollton, Ohio, looks like your typical creepy abandoned building. It's dark inside. It's boarded up with moldy wood. Carrollton is in eastern Ohio's Carroll County, about a 40-minute drive from Canton. The county's economic development director, Tate Carter, is peering through the doors of the 30,000-square-foot building. She says the place shut down abruptly.
The electric company came and shut the electric off, and all of the food was still left in all the coolers. So I don't even want to imagine what it smelled like in there.
This store was owned by Thorne's Market, a local grocery chain founded in 1972. The company closed its four stores in January and disconnected its phone. The owners haven't given a reason.
I think they've been struggling for a while.
Even before Thorne's closed, Carroll County was a food desert. In rural places, that's a low-income area where at least 500 people, or a third of the population, live more than 10 miles from the nearest supermarket or large grocery store. About 4.5 million Americans live in rural food deserts, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Julia Koprak is a senior associate at a nonprofit called the Food Trust. It works with towns that have lost a grocery store. She says the problem is everywhere.
In the Mississippi Delta, in rural Kansas, in upstate New York, in every rural community across the country, you're hearing about a food access challenge.
Koprak says there are long-standing reasons, like falling populations in rural towns. But things have also gotten harder for local grocers lately. Over the past year, Walmart has been lowering its prices to compete with Amazon and with discount supermarket chains. Scott Mushkin at Wolf Research says that's led to price wars that hurt small grocers.
If you have supermarkets in a rural area and you're finding yourself, because Walmart decides to sell milk for 76 cents a gallon and eggs at, 44 cents, now all of a sudden you have to compete against that. You're going to be just losing money hand over fist.
And if you don't cut prices, your customers might buy their groceries online or drive to the nearest Walmart that sells them. There's one about 40 minutes from Carrollton. Once a town's only grocery store closes, residents are left with few options. In Carrollton, people end up shopping at discount stores like Dollar General Market. It carries some basic fresh foods like apples, bananas, and potatoes. Gail Rizzoletti, who's 62, is pushing a cart through the frozen foods section. She rattles off the items on her list that she can't buy here.
Big tubs of plain yogurt, all kinds of cheeses. You can't buy any kind of a hard Parmesan wedge or anything like that. It has to just be the powdered stuff. No one carries it. Good olive oil.
To get those groceries, Rizzoletti drives to a supermarket in Minerva, about half an hour away.
Personally, I can't stand not having a grocery store in town. And I think a whole lot of people feel the same way.
Other places that have lost a grocery store have come up with creative workarounds. A student-run grocery store in Nebraska, a public-private supermarket in Kansas. Tate Carter has been trying to bring a new grocery store to Carrollton. Recently, she tried to woo the discount grocery chain Aldi. A local realtor knows the CEO.
I was like, perfect. See what you can find out for me. That would be, great if they want to come visit the property and check things out.
But she says Aldi told her it won't open a store unless at least 50,000 people live in the area. Carroll County's entire population is just over half that.
So we're still trying, but it's tough. We just don't meet those numbers.
And Carter says she can't just snap her fingers and make tens of thousands of people appear in the county, especially not without a grocery store. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.